meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, then gradually clearing skies, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, around 40. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, lower 40s. And Friday, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain showers. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. It's Wednesday. More than a dozen new coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the Sunflower State, bringing the total as of last night for the state to 98. The age range of those patients being treated in the Sunflower State for COVID-19 are between the ages of 7 and 90. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said as of yesterday, Sedgwick County had 7 confirmed cases. William Henry Bill Brom, a Kansas native and founder of Brom's Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, has died at the age of 92. Station KOCO reports that Brom died Monday with his family by his side at his farm in Tuttle, Oklahoma. The company said Brom was born in Newton, Kansas in 1928. And the Kansas City Chiefs say they're in. The team stepping up to match all player contributions to a local food bank in the KC area. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... Wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Crew. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2 with max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular bed. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2, and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
The Supreme Court says states can prevent criminal defendants from pleading insanity without violating their constitutional rights. That decision earlier this week could prompt states across the country to toughen standards for defendants who wish to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. The justice's 6-3 decision this week came in a case from Kansas, where James Craig Kaler was sentenced to death for killing his estranged wife, 2 teenage daughters, and his wife's grandmother. Kaler wanted to mount an insanity defense, but Kansas, along with Idaho, Montana, and Utah, didn't allow it. Alaska also limits the insanity defense. The latest symptom coming to light from the coronavirus is a loss of smell or taste, which might be an early sign of the infection with the pandemic virus. That word coming from medical experts who cite reports from several countries. I'm Rick Everett, and that is your Wednesday look at Kansas news on the Mid-America Network. Have a good day.
In these uncertain times, one thing will remain a constant. Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. We're working to keep our communities connected during this pandemic by offering several broadband assistance options. Please call us today at 877-876-1228 to see what's available in your area. Stay safe, keep your distance, but stay connected.
Wednesday, Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett. Governor Pete Ricketts urging Nebraska residents to quarantine themselves for at least 2 weeks if they recently have traveled any place that has seen a big outbreak of coronavirus. That includes major U.S. cities. Ricketts issuing the new precautions as state officials try to keep the virus from spreading, but he says he won't order any tougher restrictions than those that are already in place. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced an $83.6 million emergency funding package to help fight the coronavirus as Governor Pete Ricketts sought to assure the public that the state is well ahead of the curve compared to others in response to the global pandemic. The new funding bill sailed through a key procedural vote in the legislature with no lawmakers dissenting. The package contains millions of dollars for personal protective equipment for local governments, as well as other items needed to fight the virus. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A pair of land contracts for expansion of a city shop brought several council member concerns, led by Terry Hughes, but the contracts had been negotiated by staff and were presented without council input. A $50,000 contract for a property at 101 South 4th Street and a $12,000 contract for a property at 307 Broadway were presented. Council went into executive session to discuss the matter and potential alternatives. A motion to proceed with voting on the offers was approved, with the council declining the contracts on a 4-3 vote, with Keith Bankman, Terry Hughes, Todd Fry, and Diane Schroller voting no. A motion to table the matter and review the contracts and options further was then approved unanimously. Four bids were received for concrete construction work on Broadway from 14th to 15th, and 14th to 15th streets from Broadway to Center were received, with a low bid of $171,000 from Inline Construction approved unanimously to be funded through the sales tax fund. The bid came in below engineers' estimates. An agreement with BG Consultants amounting to $90,000 to $100,000 based on a percentage of an approximate $1.2 million bid for design of a new fire station was approved unanimously. Concerns with potential change orders and cost overruns, as well as the prospect of meeting construction timelines in light of the virus outbreak in order to qualify for the grant proceeds, were mentioned. The city administrator advised that swimming pool co-managers have been hired and interviews are proceeding. The Parks and Recs Committee had met and considered design layout options for the Lakeview Sports Complex, recommending that the green space proposed be located near Headstrom Hall, retaining the current parking. Concern with gatherings around play areas at city parks was discussed in light of the coronavirus outbreak. It was noted that the virus stays alive on hard surfaces for an extended period of time. Limiting access to play areas was determined impractical, but it was suggested that consideration of the concern be brought to the public's attention. State Representative Bill Penbacker of Washington was a recent guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He talked about recent activities in the Kansas House, including passing a budget.
We did pass a basic budget. That's required by the Constitution that the legislature do that. It's basic. It's pretty bare bones. We hope to be able to go back and address some issues later when we pass an omnibus funding bill. But right now, we have the budget lined out.
Penbacker noted the recent rise in unemployment claims and expected that trend to continue. An extension of unemployment benefits has been addressed.
We extended the time that unemployment from 16 to 21 weeks because employment is going to be disrupted during this process, and we don't know how long it's going to be, but we did extend the time that unemployment can be drawn from 16 to 21. I will note that there's about $1 billion in that fund, and there's probability that there'll be some federal funds added to it. We did make that adjustment and that change to try to meet the changing times or the challenges.
Finally, Penbacker acknowledged the Kansas Board of Education efforts to modify rules regarding schools and the governor's decision to close Kansas schools in light of the coronavirus outbreak.
We did give the State Board of Education authority to make necessary changes to that, and they already have. Between the State Board and the governor, they've obviously made some changes to the educational process. We hope education will keep going forward. It'll be in a different way than what we're used to, but in times of emergency, you have to be adaptable and you have to adapt to the situation. We tried to give the State Board the authority to do that. The governor has to be able to adjust to changing times and changing conditions.
Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Mike Murphy. Gerald J. Gertis, age 91, of Lincoln, passed away March 17th. A funeral service is planned June 13th at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln. Details to follow. The Betheris Macer and Love Funeral Home of Lincoln in charge of arrangements for Gerald Gertis.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The low-pressure system that brought showers and thunderstorms and some severe weather across the central into the southern southeastern parts of the United States is still moving off towards the east. We're seeing a break for today, at least across the central parts of the Midwest, but we do have a cold front swinging down from the north that will become stationary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring some showers, looks like starting tomorrow night, continuing into the beginning of the weekend. Across the upper parts of the Midwest with this system, we'll continue to see areas of rain and snow. So across that area, fog early, then clearing skies, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, around 40. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, cooler in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lower 40s, and Friday will continue the chance of rain. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late March, 54, record high on this date, 78 in 2012. The average low, 32, the record low is 9 degrees in 1996. Sunset this evening, 7:45, sunrise in the morning at 7:21. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Nebraska. The annual mock tornado drill, which was slated Wednesday, has been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic situation. Residents are reminded to take stock of how they would respond in the case of severe weather. 49 degrees, fog again this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 25th of March. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In a time when we're staying close to home, go on a taste adventure at Sandy's Pantry. Wednesday only, get yourself a delicious bowl of Boon, a traditional Vietnamese soup with rice noodles, spicy pork, boiled egg, green onion, and cilantro that Sandy is cooking up. Call 562-2322 to order ahead for carryout. Spice up your day with some Vietnamese comfort food from Sandy's Pantry.
A personal message from a basketball superstar. Take the coronavirus very seriously. I'm Jim Ryan, reporting on sports. Minnesota Timberwolves superstar Karl-Anthony Towns posted an emotional video on social media Tuesday night, revealing that his mother, Jacqueline Cruz, had been showing symptoms of COVID-19 and is now in a medically induced coma.
It's rough, and, you know, day by day, we're just seeing how it goes. And we're being positive. I'll be very positive. So I'm just keeping the strength up for everybody. My family.
The 24-year-old said both of his parents were feeling sick and had fevers last week, so they were tested for coronavirus and were hospitalized. His father has since been released.
So I made this video so that people understand that the severity of this disease is real. This disease needs to not be taken lightly. Please protect your families.
The NFL, meanwhile, is implementing workplace and operational mandates. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton revealed last week that he had tested positive for COVID-19. For the first time in his NFL career, Tom Brady spoke with reporters representing a team other than the New England Patriots.
Today we begin a new era for the Buccaneers that will define our franchise for many years to come.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers general manager Jason Licht introduced Brady to reporters on a conference call yesterday. And Brady...
There's nobody who's been a bigger fan of the Patriots than me. So I have nothing but total respect and love. And, you know, I'm so grateful to Mr. Kraft and the organization and Coach Belichick and all the coaches and obviously all my teammates.
Out on the diamond, whenever the baseball season does start, the New York Mets will be without one of their top arms.
Syndergaard looked like an ace in spring training. Now, he's the latest frontline starter lost for the year because of an elbow injury, following the New York Yankees' Luis Severino and the Boston Red Sox' Chris Sale.
ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting that Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard will undergo Tommy John surgery and miss the entire 2020 season at part of 2021. I'm Jim Ryan, ABC Sports.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Implementation of the Phase 1 trade agreement continues, according to USDA and the U.S. Trade Rep's Office. In a release yesterday, the two announced continued progress in the implementation of agriculture-related provisions. Among the recent actions, both countries signed a regionalization agreement that, in the event of a detection of highly pathogenic avian influenza or virulent Newcastle disease in a particular region of the U.S., China will allow U.S. poultry exports from unaffected areas. China also notified the U.S. of proposed maximum residue levels for three hormones commonly used in U.S. beef production. U.S. beef producers, for the first time since 2003, will have access to nearly all beef products into China. U.S. pork producers will also be able to significantly expand the type of pork products shipped to China. They've updated its list of U.S. facilities eligible to export distillers' dried grains with solubles as well, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration public notice to facilitate the registration of animal feed manufacturing facilities for export to China. Group of ag organizations calling on Congress to expand the USDA's borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation. The group say Congress must act to ensure the CCC has the authority and funding to assist farmers and ranchers facing serious cash flow challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter was addressed to both Senate and House leaders. It said farmers, ranchers, and the supply chain that support them will not let Americans down during the unprecedented crisis. They're asking the same to you. The organizations say millions of producers will need help with cash flow, given the rapid and anticipated declining commodity prices and the likely closure of ethanol processing plants and the effective elimination of direct-to-consumer sales and decline in full-service restaurant and school meal demands. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm Sim Speck with you on latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll recap on how yesterday finished up, as of course with the high hopes of the stimulus package and the signing of the package late overnight. The Dow Jones, the Nasdaq, and the S&P had a big day yesterday, but through their overnight session, they're actually starting a bit lower. Yesterday's ag commodities saw corn, beans, and the cotton complex higher. The wheat complex was mixed, and the live cattle futures saw limit futures for the second consecutive day, as well as feeder cattle futures were also expanded limit higher in most contracts. Feeder cattle index was 208 higher to 118.23. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed and tightened the choice leg spread to 1083. Choice boxes were $1.01 lower to 256.31. Choice boxes were the highest since May of 2015 yesterday, and select boxes were 34 cents higher at 245.48. And the hog market closed with mostly positive numbers as well. Despite the stock market having a rough overnight session, the ag commodities are actually fairly positive through their overnight. We'll start with corn, as May corn currently up 1 3/4 at 349 a bushel. May Kansas City wheat's up 0.75 at 491.5. Soybeans also with a slight gain. May beans up 0.5 at 887.25. The meal is a bit lower, but soy oil up 17 points. And the cotton complex as well, hanging on to their slight gain. May up 30 at 53.19. Briefly looking through the energy complex is a mixed morning, as May crude oil drops 45 cents a barrel at 23.58. Unleaded gas puts on 2 cents a gallon back up to 46 cents. Heating oil drops a penny to 106, and natural gas is up that cent at 166. Huge day for gold and silver yesterday. Gold mellowing out today. April drops $23 an ounce over the overnight session at 1638. Silver is currently up 27 cents an ounce, back up to 1449. And the dollar index is down 70 points this morning to 101.54 for the month of June. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It is Wednesday, which means it's auction day at BigIron.com. We'll talk to one of the founders of Big Iron Auctions after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Every Wednesday, rain or shine, except if it's a holiday, there is an auction, an equipment auction at BigIron.com, and Mark Stock is one of the founders of Big Iron. He's got a few tips for you if you're thinking about listing some equipment.
Well, the first thing you need to do is look over your list of equipment, and if you haven't used something in the last 2 years, sell it and then purchase something that you can actually use to make your operation more efficient. But once you have that list and you look over that list, don't just make the decision to sell it and want the check in 2 weeks, because a successful sale, whether it's one item or multiple items, is all about the marketing and the exposure that you get. So we have a 5-week marketing period. So if you make the decision to today to sell something, we can get it sold in 5 weeks. But it's very, very important to have that marketing time, and if you allow us more than 5 weeks, that's even better yet, so we can get the word out to people that are specifically looking for what you wanting to sell. 94% of everything sold on Big Iron is sold to an end user, not to a reseller, and that's why we pay close attention to that time period.
So let's say that I have a tractor that I want to sell. Walk us through that process of how to do that.
Well, it starts with a phone call, or go to our website and click on the button where it says sell your equipment. And then our area rep, we have reps all across the United States. They're local. So we support local communities, and the reps come out to visit with you. They'll go over our program, which talks about all the rules and requirements of our no reserve auction. Everything that's sold on our website sells absolute with no reserves, and we don't charge a buyer's fee. We also sell that item lien-free. So once you agree to use our service, we run the UCC searches, and we verify that item can be sold to the highest bidder. If you do have a lien on it, and a lot of the equipment out there does, then we work with that lender to come up with the payoff amount or have an agreement with them to put their name on the check. But then we'll make sure that your equipment is clean and presentable and staged in an area that is going to benefit you the most when it is sold. And the item, the pictures, the video footage of it running, then are uploaded onto our website. Our rep does all of this work. And then you, as the owner, will start to receive phone calls.
More about the auction process tomorrow. Back after this.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated plans to continue Thursday cattle sales, asking that for the safety of all concerned, please minimize the time you spend at the market and in the sale arena. Staff will be available to unload and load your cattle. You can contact the office to discuss check pickup options in addition to mail. If you're feeling ill or have any symptoms of illness, please remain home. Check their website and Facebook for updates, with Thursday cattle sales continuing at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It's Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a 1-year contract with Jordan Te'amu, the highest-rated quarterback during the abbreviated XFL season. The 22-year-old Te'amu was undrafted out of Mississippi last year and spent time in training camp with the Texans. He was released in August and signed with the St. Louis Battlehawks. He led the XFL with an 82.8 passer rating and a 72.4 completion percentage, and was third with 1,050 yards passing in 5 games. The International Olympic Committee has taken the unprecedented step of postponing the Summer Games in Tokyo. The IOC said the Games must be rescheduled to a date beyond 2020, but not later than the summer of 2021, to safeguard the health of athletes, everybody involved in the Olympic Games, and the international community. The only other time Olympics were canceled was due to world wars. Mid-America Network Sports.
Before putting an early crop in the garden, make sure the soil is warm enough. Some advice on checking its vital signs today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 25th, the 85th day of the year. Singer Elton John has a birthday, and RCA began mass production of color TVs on this day in 1954. Seed packets and catalogs provide suggested planting dates for various regions. But soil temperatures can vary dramatically from the averages, and they can even vary within your garden. The only sure way to know your garden's readiness is to take its temperature. You'll need a garden thermometer found for a few bucks at your local garden center. Start a hole with a screwdriver, insert the thermometer, shading it if you're in a sunny spot, and wait a few minutes for your soil's true temperature. A cooking thermometer will work too, but only if its days in the kitchen are over. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal gardening advice at almanac.com.
the dust up. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Tear it up, up. You kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music